Moncrief on News Talk.
Dog walking services are, as you know, very common, but the service Sharon Telford in Leeds offers is something of a step up from that. She operates a dog bus service. Sharon, good afternoon.
Hello.
So could you describe for us what is a kind of a typical day for you?
Right, so obviously, like you just said, it's a bright yellow bus with paw prints all over it. And basically what we do, it's actually Laura, you know, who actually owns the business, and I'm one of the drivers. So I start about 10 o'clock in the morning. We have set routes and we pick up various places like supermarkets and things. There might be six or seven dogs waiting at each pickup. On the come onto the bus, they've all got their own little pods with the window seat and everything with harnesses all strapped in. And once we've got them all, we then take them to beautiful fields, some private fields that we've got up on Oakley Moors, and then they have got absolutely bonkers up there on trampolines, agility equipment and everything else.
They have trampolines, doggy trampolines.
Yeah, they absolutely love it. They're crazy.
It's like a playground for dogs you bring them to.
It kind of is, honestly. You know, I mean, we're very careful, like select packs, you know, they have to have trials and everything, so we know they'll get on and everything. We have quite a few high energy dogs, so yeah, we've got plenty of like ball throwing and things like that. But yeah, there's an in-ground trampoline for them, there's a swing that they can go on, there's agility equipment, things to jump on, play on. Yeah, that's absolutely crackers. We try and get them all tired out before we take them all home again.
Yeah, and so as you kind of alluded to there, you know, some dogs don't play well with other dogs, so how do you go about assessing whether maybe, you know, Fido there isn't ready yet to go and hang out with other dogs?
Yeah, so what we do, they basically come on a trial. Some that we can just tell they may be very quiet or whatever, and we'll find the pack that different days we have different like kind of high energy packs, lower energy packs. So then we'll suggest which day is the best first of all. You know, if we actually think that the dog's not going to settle or it really isn't that cup of tea, we'll be honest with the pet, you know, with the owners. You know, we're very honest and we'll say it's really not for them. It was a bit overwhelming or whatever. So, but generally speaking, first couple of times might be a bit quiet, and then you see another side to them once they realise what's happening, and they're like, yes, we're out of here, you know. So, yeah. You think, you sometimes you sign a dog up and think, oh, that's a lovely quiet dog, and then the following week it's like jumping all over, and you're like, wow. So, yeah, it's like children at nursery, you know, once they realise that parents are actually going to pick them back up afterwards, they're fine.
And and does it vary in the sense of the size of the dogs? Do you have days where it's all big dogs and smaller dogs?
No, like today, my Thursday day, so we've had some three really tiny like chihuahuas on, and then we've had the big bulldogs as well. So, but we do have two, the fields is split into two, so like today we ran two different fields because you've got the high energy ones who they just want to run after the ball and they want to run about and bound about and just, you know, be goofy, and then you've got your other ones and they are too small, they don't want like knocking over by the bigger ones. So some days like that we do split fields, you know, and other days they'll all be together simply because they're all matched with each other. So, but we do watch out for that because some of the little ones, they must look at the big dogs and think, oh my gosh.
Yes. And I assume once they've done it a few times, they recognise the boss, they recognise the field, and they recognise each other. They're like getting on, high-fiving each other. How's it going?
Yeah, exactly. And you find like the certain ones, like today, there's an older dog, Ted, and he absolutely loves one of the young ones, Biscuit, and that's what I call it, dancing. They're literally on the back legs, like literally like play fighting the whole time. They look out for each other, you know, so yeah, they do get that, they know each other. Sometimes we'll arrive and honestly they'll see the bus and it's amazing, you can hear there's another dog, a little Westie, on another day, and honestly as soon as he sees the bus he's just back and back and back and back, you know, he's there even before you see him, you know. So yeah, they get very used to it, they fly into the bus, you know, they're very happy with it. Yeah
And on the bus itself, what I assume there's kind of legal, because I think there are legal requirements, but if you have a dog in a vehicle anyway, that
well, yeah. So when they come on, I mean, we do ask that they come with their own harnesses. Most people do have their harnesses for them because it's a lot easier for us, but we've got loads of spares if not. So basically we have a full body, you know, the harnesses with the clips on. They get lifted into these pods. It's been specially designed, like basically like a dog bed really, so it's nice and padded and everything. If it's really warm weather, we have the cooling mats in the bottom of them. Obviously the bus is air-conned and everything, so you know, it's comfortable year round for them. So they go in a pod, and then we've got the chains that are actually anchored, so they're anchored down so if anything happened, you know, even like, you know, if I had to break harsh or anything, they're all anchored in anyway. They're all nice and safe and anchored in, and there is two other people in the back as well. So obviously I'm driving, but there's two seats in the back where we have staff on, so they're there to make sure that everything's okay in the back as well.
Yeah, and with the families that who own these dogs, would they be working or what would their circumstances be?
Some are working, but some do it just to like socialise the dogs there. Mm. You know, there's a few people that they'll come, obviously in lockdown, because people didn't socialise, neither did the dogs. It was massive boom time for like dogs being like rehomed, you know, things like that. But obviously a lot of these dogs didn't actually like socialise. So sometimes they'll ask us to actually socialise the dog, which again we'll do. We'll go in the separate field. We get the night, you know, ones that we really trust and know that are really good dogs, and we'll bring them in, and gradually, you know, the dogs will come out of the shell and realize that other dogs are actually a threat to them, you know. So there's things like that we do it for. That others that are working, or some that just want a break from the dogs, the high impact energy, you know. So yeah, so like we've just dropped Ted off today and she went, oh, peace and quiet this afternoon, you know, which job done then, isn't it?
Sharon, what a lovely job you have. Thanks very much it for is. Telling us a bit about it. That was Sharon Telford there, the doggy bus driver in Leeds.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.